Color identification has single-handedly destroyed hope in a generation of melancholy introspectives. It used to be the phone would ring at 12:45 and you'd crawl the receiver, knowing who it was, just knowing, shivering with that knowledge, and you'd pick up the line, discipline the desperation from your voice, and call, "Hello? Hello?" into the silent air on the other end before the disconnecting click. There were entire lives lived at the other end of an unidentified telephone call, stories you told yourself, questions satisfied, hard truths made softer. It gave freedoms both to act and to interpret that, with recent advances, are no longer so easy to achieve. Modern technology has evolved away from the ambiguity from which poetry springs, but I suppose poetry is not the sturdiest branch on the evolutionary tree. At the end of August in 1993, the telephone rang at 2:30 in the morning, and I snatched it to my ear before my parents could hear it. I'd been crying and couldn't speak. I just held the phone to my ear, breathing, listening to the breath on the other end. The click came, and I pressed disconnect. 30 seconds later, the phone rang again. This time I spoke. "It's too bad, isn't it?" I said, referring both to nothing and everything in particular, and I hung up. It was essentially meaningless, a glass bauble of a moment, but in it I knew I wasn't alone, and that was enough.